What a blessing it is to come on this Sunday we call Easter and sing praises to the Lord our God. I hope all of you are knowing how great our God is in Jesus Christ, how he has rescued us, what an incredible, amazing thing he has done. And it transforms your life. I feel a great privilege to bring this message because our Lord is alive. He is risen. These are the words of Scripture as we find them in the Gospel of Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was over, and Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I hope you share a lot of the emotions that I have this morning and have every time it's Easter Sunday. I always have this emotion. I have incredible joy, unspeakable joy that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, that he has defeated sin and death, and that I am set free, and I have joy, and I hope you have joy, unspeakable joy that cannot be taken away. Second, I have peace. I have peace because I know that now everything is right between me and God, not because of anything I did, but because of what Christ has done. The work is finished. There is no guilt anymore. It's been forgiven in Jesus, and I have peace with God. And third, I have hope for the future. Jesus lives, and because he lives, I can face tomorrow. His life and my life are so intertwined. His life and your life are so intertwined that you can face anything that comes your way. You'll be victorious whether you live or die because you belong to Jesus Christ. But here's the thing. I have all those emotions today, and I'm sure you had those emotions today too while you were singing those glorious hymns and those glorious choruses that we sang. But not one of those emotions is mentioned in the Gospel of Mark. Not one. Rather, we meet other emotions that are not uncommon, even among people who are believers in Jesus Christ. The first emotion we meet is worry. These women are worried, right? They're on the way to the tomb. They've purchased the spices, but they're worried because they have a problem. There's a very large stone in front of that tomb. And how are they possibly going to get in the tomb to put the spices on Jesus with that large stone there? So they're talking about it and they're worrying on the way. They're worrying that they won't be able to anoint a dead Jesus. You see, because people don't go to a tomb to anoint someone who's alive. They go there to anoint someone who's dead. And so they're worrying. Not that Jesus might be alive. They're not even thinking about that. They're thinking that he's dead and they need to roll the stone away and some way get in there and put the spices on his body. And so they're worried. But their worry soon turns to alarm. I think the first thing that alarmed them is they get there and the stone is rolled away. That had to be pretty alarming. But it gets accented by the fact that they step into the tomb and here's this brilliant young man sitting there. And then they're really alarmed because they're not alone at the tomb. There is someone there and it's not Jesus. And they are alarmed. They're alarmed. And whenever you meet an angel, they always say this to you, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. That was the wrong emotion for the moment. And he knew it. He knew it. But they shouldn't be alarmed. He is risen. He's not here. Don't be alarmed. But here's the thing. It didn't get rid of all those emotions. It didn't all of a sudden change them to being, oh, everything's glorious. They weren't all of a sudden singing as they went out, Christ the Lord is risen today, hallelujah. No, they weren't singing praises. They were bewildered. They went from alarm to bewilderment. Yeah, they had a message that they had to deliver. They were told plainly what they had to do. You have to go to Galilee. You have to go to the disciples and you have to tell them what I've told you so that they know. But they don't leave with utter confidence and utter assurance that Jesus Christ is alive. They leave bewildered with all sorts of questions on their mind, I imagine. They're bewildered. That's what our text tells us. They're not to be alarmed, but they're to go ahead. But the angel wants to remind them, look, he told you about this, right? He said this. He would meet you in Galilee. That's where he's going to be, just as he told you. But even that did not remove the fact that they were bewildered. And they were so afraid, that as they left, they didn't tell anyone. That's what the text tells us. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. Wait a minute. They just didn't leave the tomb, did they? They fled from the tomb. They were so alarmed by the message, so alarmed by the angels, so alarmed by what they were supposed to do, they fled from the tomb. They were afraid. Because they were afraid, they would not tell anyone. Those were all the emotions on that first day. They were worried. They were alarmed. They were trembling and bewildered, and they were afraid. Very afraid. So afraid that they did not tell. I've been a pastor now for a lot of years, and I know that these emotions are frequently the emotions of people in the church. They worry. They worry. Yeah, even I worry. I worried a little last night. Big day coming, lots of things happening. I can't imagine. Barbara didn't worry, I'm sure. She hardly had anything on her plate today, so, you know, she didn't have to worry. I don't think. Bev, you worried? Okay, see, I told you it happens. Even to people on this glorious day, we can worry. You know what? You know where my worries went as soon as we started to sing? They're gone. Christ is risen. And this is the thing. When we worry, we're looking the wrong place. We're thinking about the wrong things. Our focus ought to be on Jesus Christ, who has risen from the dead and is victorious over sin and death and who lives and reigns forever. When our focus is in the right place, then the worries get taken care of. And I know people who have been alarmed. Well, what if it's not true? What if it's not true that Jesus rose from dead? You know, this is an alarming thing. Now, people who aren't Christians, they're alarmed by this. They think we're all crazy to believe this because nobody comes back from the dead. But Jesus has come back from the dead. We should hear the words of the angel. He is risen. He is not here. Why, he's alive. But people can still be alarmed. They can still be worried. And they can still be trembling with fear. I know that. You can be just like those women. You know the greatest story of all. That Jesus Christ rose from the dead. That he's victorious over sin and death and hell itself. And you can be so afraid that you won't even tell anyone. You know the best good news there ever has been and ever will be, that Jesus Christ is alive. And you ought to be telling. And I ought to be telling. Because people everywhere need to know this good news. Because without this good news, there's no reason to live even. But with this good news, there's reason to live, and you will live forever with Jesus Christ. So this is my Easter challenge to all of you. Be authentic, courageous, Christ followers, and tell everybody. There's people dying around you. They need to know that Jesus Christ is alive. There's still seats open here. And if they fill up, build a bigger building. Jesus is alive. Don't be afraid to tell. So when you leave this place, I hope your emotions are joy unspeakable. I hope that you're filled with hope that cannot be dashed because Jesus Christ lives. I hope that all fear is gone. All fear is gone. And you will know that you have peace with God and a future that is secure in Jesus Christ. Be authentic, courageous Christ followers, and tell of his victory over sin and death. Pray with me a moment. Gracious Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless us as we continue to worship, and that you will be exalted in all we do and say. And may we always be authentic, courageous Christ followers. For we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever. Amen. Now, I did this out of order. So you're going to have to do the, hopefully the people back there can get this in order now. But I did it out of order. Because I'm going to give you a chance right now in front of everybody to tell what you believe about Jesus Christ. So I'm going to say this question and that, and then together we're going to say the answer. How does Christ's resurrection benefit us? First, by his resurrection, he has overcome death so that we might make us share in the righteousness he obtained for us by his death. Second, by his power, we too are already raised to a new life. Third, Christ's resurrection is a sure pledge to us of our blessed resurrection. If you believe that with all your heart, then all fears and all trembling and all alarm and all worrying will be swallowed up in the victory of Jesus Christ over death.